Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
The Final Edition.
Don't send my boy to prison.
This week we have sketches about the law, and I don't mean crime. We've got enough of those sketches for a separate show. I mean the law itself and its various agents, the police, of course, lawyers, of course, prisons, of course, executions, of course, Acne, of course, high school, of course, blooper shows, all of it. This is the Final Edition Radio Hour.
A message from the offices of Harvey Stanko, attorney at law.
Have you been injured at your job or been left disabled due to a negligent medical procedure? Are you paralyzed and cannot feed or take care of yourself? Just, like, trapped in your own body, you know? Like worse than dead, literally. Like, when you're dead, whatever. But if you're just like, you know, you can't talk, you can't move, you gotta communicate by moving your eye, like the guy, Stephen Hawking, you know? I have a living will. If I'm ever like that, I got a guy, bam, two shots, back of the head, that's it. I can't even take minor stuff, you know? Like, my cousin, he touched an electrical wire at work and now he can't taste anything. Tea, Tabasco sauce, styrofoam, rat poison, strawberries, it's all the same thing. I would go slowly nuts. I mean, I'm not even a gourmand or anything. It's just that... Oh my God. Listen to this. There's a thing called Perry-Romberg syndrome. I was up all night reading about it. I have this weird insomnia. It's like, it's a whole thing. Anyway, when you get Perry-Romberg syndrome, half your face shrinks. Like the left part of your face is smaller than the right part. Like a lot smaller. Forever. And it's not inherited. Anybody can get it anytime. Oh my God. I've been staring in a mirror all day trying to see if anything's changing. Soon as this commercial's done and the camera guys leave, I'm gonna go right back. I gotta be in court later today, but I can't stop looking.
Harvey Stanko, attorney at law. He's not very good.
Charlie Reimer?
Yeah? You're the warden from my old prison.
You look thin. You eating all right?
I've been staying out of trouble, warden, I swear to God. I go to AA meetings, I applied for a job at the roller rink. I think you're gonna be proud of me.
Yeah, whatever. Take this gun.
What? No. Why?
Just take the gun. It's a nice weight in your hand. It feels like real power, you know?
It's a parole violation. I can't even be around firearms. I'm getting my life together.
Are you? Are you really? You got a girlfriend?
Yes, as a matter of fact.
Is she hot?
She's a good woman.
Oh, God.
She's working on herself.
Look, I brought tequila. You traded your kids for tequila. One of your kids, right?
I'm sober. You're supposed to keep me out of prison.
Nah, actually, I'm not. I run a private prison. It's a business. Businesses need repeat customers. Christ, that's marketing 101. Look, just smell the tequila.
I've got a job interview in 45 minutes.
You've got a prison record and they won't hire you. And your girlfriend is fat. Look, you think sobriety feels good? Drugs feel better. Everybody knows this.
But if I keep applying for work...
You'll fail, and you'll feel worse because you tried. Here, put this cocaine on your dick.
Get away from me!
You can't find a job, right? People who haven't been in prison can't find a job. But buddy, you're trained for something. Being in jail, you're good at it.
But you said in prison you would get us ready for the outside world.
Did I really say that? What'd we teach you at the machine shop about tightening screws?
Righty loosey, lefty tighty.
We taught you completely wrong. We even had to find screws that turned the wrong way. Look, I want to help you. Here's my sister's phone number. She's a nice girl. She works with the blind. Go rape her.
No! I don't care if I starve on the outside. I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to just fail.
Come on, rape my sister. She's a good kid.
No, go away. I'm staying right here.
Fine. It'd be a lot easier if you went to prison. But at least this way we get all the kids in your neighborhood.
What are you talking about? Hey, has that giant prison wall always surrounded the neighborhood?
Nope.
This is the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration with another reason why drugs must remain illegal. Number 5. Drugs must remain illegal so that police can seize property from drug users with or without trial. Property that helps law enforcement in its vigilant effort to fight illegal drugs.
We are now hearing the case of the defendant Henry Judge being tried for armed robbery against the state. All rise for the Honorable Bailiff Judge.
You may be seated. Now, just as we have gone through every day since this trial started, everyone's last name just so happens to be job titles in the courtroom. That's Bailiff Prosecution.
Hello.
He's Defendant Judge.
Yes, sir.
There's Prosecution Witness.
Your Honor.
He's Witness Defendant.
Hi there.
And that's Defense Defense.
Mine's easy.
Shut up, Defense Defense. He decided to become a defense attorney just because of his name. Now, I'm Judge Bailiff, and let's get started. Prosecution Witness, you may approach the bench.
Yes.
Okay.
No, what are you doing?
You asked me to come up.
I asked the Prosecution Witness to come up, not the Witness Defendant.
Huh?
Look, Prosecution Witness, you stay up here and ask questions of Defendant Judge.
Okay. How are you doing today, Your Honor?
No, him, Defendant Judge, not me, Judge Bailiff.
Yes, Your Honor?
No, you ask questions of Defendant Judge. He's the one on trial.
Wait. I'm on trial? What did I do?
Oh, my God, no. You're the witness defendant. I'll have you come up and give your side of the story in a bit, but right now, the defendant judge is up there.
Excuse me, can you move so I can sit in your seat?
What on earth are you doing?
You said the defendant was the judge, and that's me.
Why would I ask you to be judge? You're on trial, Mr. Judge. Get him down, Bailiff Prosecution.
Yes, Your Honor.
No! Order! Order in this courtroom! Now, I'm all turned upside down. You there, read back what I said so far.
You mean me, Terry, the stenographer?
Yes, yes. I remember you're the only person without a confusing name.
You said, this is the case of the defendant, Henry Judge, and everyone's names are Bailiff, Prosecution, Defendant Judge, Prosecution Witness, Witness Defendant, Defense Defense, and Judge Bailiff. Will Prosecution Witness approach the bench? Not the witness defendant. Shut up, defense defense. Then you asked prosecution witness to ask questions of defendant judge. Not you, Judge Bailiff, and not witness defendant. Read back what I said so far. Yes, I remember you're the only person without a confusing name.
Great, everybody got that?
Nope.
Look, it's real easy. I'm Judge Bailiff because my name is Kelly Bailiff, but I'm also a judge. He's the bailiff, Mr. Frank Prosecution.
Hello.
But the prosecution is Morgan Witness. And the witness is Casey Defendant, and we're all here for the trial of Defendant Alex Judge, okay?
You forgot about me!
Yes, and defense, defense. Okay, now let's please continue this case.
Hey, my name is Witness Judge Bailiff Defense Defendant Prosecution, and that man is guilty!
We will take a recess.
Tree Haven Police Department Instructional Video Number 16, How to Find and Arrest Big-Time Teenage Drug Dealers. Welcome to this instructional video. Each of you has been chosen to go undercover at the local high school because of your youthful looks and shallow, reckless rookie ambition. Now, when you first arrive at the school, the drug dealers may not be the people who actually sell the drugs, since they may not be willing to sell the drugs to you. Instead, your dealers may be lonely kids who have trouble making friends.
Hey, you don't seem to have any friends. Why's that?
I'm mildly autistic.
You know where to get pot?
No, I can't tinker with my medication.
Another way to uncover a drug dealer is to wait for an awkward teenager to become sexually attracted to you.
Hey! So you just transferred to this school, huh?
So do you sell ecstasy?
Yeah, sure! I'm cool.
Both of these officers have made a good start. Now they need to apply peer pressure, which, as we know, is the cause of all drug use.
Guess you haven't had a lot of friends before, because real friends come through with weed.
I'm asking around to see who has it, but I have a social anxiety disorder, and I vomit when I approach new people.
Get me the fucking weed!
Or perhaps a softer approach.
It's going to be so awesome when you get me that ecstasy, and we're going to be together.
Even with my psoriasis?
Most important of all, they cannot just give you the drugs. You have to make sure they take money for it.
Just take the pot. I don't want the money. I want to go home.
Take the money or I'll bust your fucking arm!
Or you can try a softer approach.
Take the money or I'll bust your fucking arm!
Now you have the drugs. They have the money. You can perform your righteous duty and remove these psychotic miscreants from the streets. You are also free to seize any money or possessions they have with them, including their parents' car. Did you buy the drugs at their house? That's yours now.
But you were the one who said to get you pod.
I'm going to become sergeant, and you're going to die.
I thought you loved me. Now you've destroyed my family.
Nobody is ever going to love you. Look at your skin.
The psoriasis. I know.
Drug problem solved. Now get out there and happy hunting. Bring in a case or you're done.
This week on the Final Edition Radio Hour Best of Podcast Series, the Old West Sheriff who treats his prisoners like cats.
Sheriff! Sheriff! The prisoners are running free all over town!
Yeah, I let them out at night. Otherwise, they just run back and forth, knocking down all my books.
You think they'll actually come back to jail?
They will if they want to get fed.
But what if they just leave?
Then that can only mean one thing, Deputy. Some other sheriff's been feeding them.
The Old West Sheriff who treats his prisoners like cats. That's Tuesdays, 3:47 in the morning on the Final Edition Radio Network.
Get down from there!
Hi, I'm Officer Bob Bates, and welcome to Cops Bloopers, Blunders, and Practical Jokes, the show that looks at the funnier side of law enforcement. Now, the Miranda rights have not been used to overturn a conviction since the Carter administration, and here's why. It's quite a lot to remember. Watch.
You have the right to retain silence. Oh, no.
Anything you say can be used against you in a state of law. Oh, wait.
If you do not have that... Oh, fuck!
You have the night to remain silent. Oh, fuck!
I guess you can see why we don't use it anymore. This next tape was sent in by Joan Benson of Inglewood, California.
I can't breathe.
Ouch. I miss it. In our next segment, the joke is on two officers in the 3rd Precinct of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The African-American drug dealer in our next prank is actually undercover cop Ron Simone, who has been talking to Internal Affairs. Let's see what happens when Officer Thomas, who is not in on the gag, shows up.
All right, up against the car, nigger.
No, wait, I'm...
Hands on the hood! But... Shut the fuck up!
Look, I'm...
Who's got a clean gun? What? What's so funny?
Now it's time for our blooper of the week. This one comes from Dallas, Texas. Check out this major boner.
Look at them. Just a bunch of dirty little monkeys. Like to shoot them all in the goddamn head one by...
Hey, that's not on, is it? God damn it, college boy, you stupid fucking asshole! Was it on now? Okay, well, we've secured the playground. Ready for our next call.
That's our show. Until next week, be careful out there and stay tuned for America's Funniest Most Wanted.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration with another reason why drugs must remain illegal. Reason 16. Largely as a result of intense drug running into the United States, the northern Mexico border state of Chihuahua had 77 homicides per 100,000 inhabitants last year. If drugs were legal, all those murders would make no sense whatsoever.
Look, Mr. Edwards, you were arrested for a reason. Now just tell us where the kidnapped girl is.
Man, I don't know anything.
I thought you might say that. So it's time to up the game a little.
That's right. It's time for True TV's newest cop game show, Where's the Girl? Today's suspect is a 29-year-old male by the name of Brent Edwards. Brent is suspected of kidnapping a 6-year-old girl from her elementary school.
I'm going to ask you a series of questions, and if you answer correctly, you may or may not be arrested.
What the hell?
First question, where's the girl?
I don't know.
I'm sorry, but security footage from the school shows someone perfectly matching your identity, driving up in a van, grabbing young Emma, and driving off with her.
Well, it wasn't me.
And for every wrong answer, you'll get the bad cop punishment.
Bad cop punishment? What is that? I don't... Ow!
This angry cop slaps you in the face.
Ow, this is police brutality. This is against the law.
The only law is here. You answer the questions correctly.
It's time now for today's audio puzzle.
Brent, tell me what this voice is saying.
Where's the girl? Where is the girl?
Is it supposed to say, where is the girl?
Yeah! Now where's the girl?
I have no idea!
Next question. Brent, what am I thinking?
I can't read minds. I have no idea.
What am I thinking?
I don't know. Where's the girl?
Yeah! Where's the girl?
I don't know!
Sorry! Wrong again!
Now, let's play Name That Tune! We'll play a pre-recorded track, and you tell us the name of that tune.
Where's the girl? Where's the girl? Oh, where is that little girl?
Is it... Where's the girl?
That's what we want to know! Where is the girl?
I have no idea where the fucking girl is!
Nope, sorry. We're pretty sure it was you.
Okay, look, I swear to God, I don't know.
But that does bring us to the $100,000 question. And to get it right, all you have to do is confess to the crime.
Okay, it wasn't me, please, okay? It was probably just someone who looks like me.
Let's put 30 seconds on the clock and start that recording.
God damn it. Okay, if it'll get me out of here with $100,000, then fine, okay? I'll just admit it. Okay, I'll use the money and get a good lawyer. It was me. I kidnapped the girl, and she's in my apartment.
Oh, let's ask the judges behind the two-way mirror. That's correct. And for confessing to the crime, you win a 20-year prison sentence.
No, what about the money?
All of your winnings will go to young Emma's college fund.
No, damn it. I'm innocent. I'm innocent.
Well, unfortunately, we couldn't find the girl today. But join us as we try again next week on
Where's the Girl?
The next portion of the Final Edition Radio Hour is brought to you by...
We're a part of your community. We're your employer, your protector, your all-around good neighbor Sam. We are America's prison industrial complex. And all we're asking for is your kids. See, we're one of America's fastest-growing industries, and we help make this country unique. America has nearly 25% of all the world's prisoners. Boy, you'd think that'd be enough. But we need more. We need to lock up all your little boys and girls. So, As soon as you hear about something new or unusual, such as, I guess, downloading things. What the heck is that anyway? Well, if you don't understand it, pass a law against it. And make sure you have tough sentences. That's how young people learn. Do that, and you won't have to be scared anymore. Help us out, because we're putting up more prisons every day. And just like the rest of us, prisons get lonely without children.
Should a prisoner be executed if he doesn't remember his crime? A prisoner in Alabama named Vernon Madison has so much brain damage from strokes that he does not remember killing a police officer in 1985. Jailers on death row are trying to work out a solution.
Okay, so Ronald Reagan was president of the United States in 1985 when you shot that cop. Do you remember President Reagan?
Was he the bachelor president?
No. Do you at least remember Ted Danson? He was very famous that year.
Sam on Cheers.
Right.
Yeah, did he ever get together with Diane?
Stay focused. Now, when Ted Danson was famous, you were at your girlfriend's place and got angry.
I had a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Was it Diane from Cheers?
No.
Because if it was Diane from Cheers, I can see why I got mad.
It wasn't Diane from Cheers.
Because Diane was infuriating.
Look, you had a fight with your girlfriend, who was not Diane from Cheers, and you came back and there was a policeman outside to protect her. And you shot him.
I don't think that's possible. I've always been in this jail.
No, you haven't.
To the best of my recollection, I have.
No.
I was born right here in this jail 10 minutes ago and have been here ever since.
Okay, look. So 30 years ago, Sam had a fight with Diane, right?
Sure, all the time.
So Sam left and swore he'd kill her.
And then he hired Woody's dad.
This was before Woody. Sam was still working with Coach.
And he hired Coach to kill President Reagan.
No!
Does any of this involve Jodie Foster? Because that sounds familiar.
No, Sam came back with a gun and shot the policeman who was guarding Diane, remember?
Yeah, that sounds right.
You were Sam.
I knew it.
So now you remember, and we can execute you.
I dated Diane from Cheers!
Yes. Yes, you did. By the way, you also killed 19 other people in a bunch of unsolved cases that we want to get rid of.
Okie dokie.
Where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came.
This is the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration with another reason why drugs must remain illegal. Number 27. The U.S. has the highest rate of incarceration on Earth, making our prison system the envy of the world. If we fail to arrest more people, we will be surpassed by our nearest competitor, St. Kitts and Nevis, a two-island country in the West Indies with a population of 51,000 people. Why would you want that?
Chapter 1.
This is MSNBC Midday. Video has emerged of an unarmed black teenager in Regent, Pennsylvania, dead after an encounter with the police. We have reporter Mark Garrison here. Mark, what do we know so far?
17-year-old Laquan Jackson might have been an honor student who would have become a civil engineer someday. Probably. His family says he literally never did anything wrong. We do not know what happened with police, but we have this objective analysis from a man in Laquan's neighborhood.
Hey, man! The police killed him after f***ing him!
Chapter 2.
Fox News has learned that Laquan Jackson was a self-mutilator and deliberately cut himself at least once. Could he have also harmed himself in this case and shot himself from 10 feet away? Fox has questions.
Well, that certainly is a question. Plus, photos emerged of Laquan Jackson on a high school field trip to the American Air Power Museum, where he stood next to a 15,000-pound World War II howitzer. Could he have been aiming that 7-ton howitzer at police 3 months later?
That also is a question.
Chapter 3.
On a lighter side of the news, police in Regent, Pennsylvania, where Laquan Jackson was killed, are required to stop young black men and take all their money to pay for repairs to the turnpike. The mayor defended this policy as necessary.
So we should let the turnpike fall apart? We have pride in this town.
Chapter 4.
We're now on the second day of rioting in Regent, Pennsylvania, after Laquan Jackson's funeral. CNN correspondent Jake Pratt is on the scene. Jake, how's it look?
I've got someone yelling behind me. This might explode into violence.
They're treating us like fools.
The Steelers could have had the best defense in the league, and look at them! They're blowing it!
Well, I blame the front office.
Who else are you gonna blame? They got all the players.
I don't know if this is protest-related, so back to you in the studio, and I'll let you know if this turns into a race riot of any kind.
Thanks, Jake.
You know, I just don't understand what these rioters think they're accomplishing. They could make their points so much better with peaceful demonstrations like the one on Thursday.
There was a peaceful demonstration Thursday?
Yeah, we didn't cover it, but that's not the point.
Chapter 5.
A few corrections here on Local News 10. There were actually 5 officers involved in the Laquan Jackson incident instead of 3 as previously reported. The bullet wounds were not where we said they were. The crime scene photo we've been using is from the Kent State shooting in 1970. Laquan Jackson's name is actually Jackson Laquan. And the picture we've been using for him is a 30-year-old photo of actor Wesley Snipes.
Chapter 6.
The governor of Pennsylvania had this statement today.
This has been a rough week for our state, but this has prompted a national conversation that can help police better understand the public, help the public better understand police, and ensure that this kind of tragedy will never strike. Again.
Chapter 7.
Tragedy strikes in a Missouri suburb as an unarmed 17-year-old black teenager is mistaken for an armed 52-year-old white paraplegic. Here's a report.
The police killed him after f***ing him.
I want everyone to make a lot of noise. I want everybody to make a lot of noise. Hip, hip, hooray, and the drums will roy. Happy, 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 make a lot of noise.
He's in a jailhouse now.
So that was all written by Barry Lank, Keith Saltajanes, Kurt Weitzman, and Ben Kirshner, to the best of my recollection. It was performed by all those people, plus Gil Barron, Samantha Gerwitz, Kevin Janis, Jeff Hendrick, Ebby Parker, Jeff Chrysler, John Marshall, Jen Dodd, Steve Rosenfield, Jim Earle, Tony Hendra, and Matt Wilkie. Lots of music from Kevin MacLeod. Each sketch was engineered by Barry Lank or Greg Russ. The show was put together by Barry Lank. Good night.
He played a game called poker, pineapple with Sanioka, but shooting dice was his greatest game. Now he's down in jail, no one to go his bail. The judge done said that he refused a fine. He's in a jailhouse now. He's in a jailhouse now. I told him once or twice to quit playing cards and shooting dice. He's in a jailhouse now. Oh, lady, oh, lady, oh, lady, oh, lady. Oh, lady, oh, lady, oh, lady, oh, lady.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.